Welcome back to House Smarts Radio. Lou Manfredini here with you. Let's talk about the outdoors and specifically what your home looks like at night. During the day, it's beautiful. The sun is out. You can see all the different colors. But then for many of us, the houses go dark. And gosh, you know, creating the right lighting on the outside of your home can not only add real value, but it can just make you so proud when you take a look at your home. Joining me on the phone line is Mike Long, who is the owner of LightQuest Outdoor Illumination. Mike, good morning, and welcome to House Smarts Radio.
Thank you for the invite.
Yeah, no, I'm happy to have you on this morning, and particular talking about outdoor lighting. And I think when you say that, you know, people have a weird concept of it, and the way that you guys at LightQuest approach outdoor lighting is very different. Talk to me a little bit about that.
We're one of a few true outdoor lighting designers in the area. So yeah, when people think outdoor lighting, they think, you know, they're going to put big spotlights on their house, right? Or, you know, maybe their coach lights on their house. And we're talking about lighting the whole yard, lighting the trees, uplighting the trees, making the canopies look beautiful, uplighting the facade of the house and highlighting some of the stonework or fireplace that they have, and just making the home look beautiful at nighttime, just like it is in the daytime.
You got a lot of landscapers, you know, that we're like, oh, we're going to put a patio in, and then we're going to put these trees in, and we'll throw some lights up in there. And, you know, while that might be a quick answer, that's the difference is that you guys are one of the only certified landscape lighting designers in the area. You're looking at it different.
Yeah, that is correct. Yeah. Yeah. So just think about, you know, using your plumber to do your electrical in your house. You're not going to do that. So the same guys that are putting the trees in, you're asking them to wire up light fixtures and make sure they're going to last and be good and know how to design it. And that's just not the case.
But I would imagine too, Mike, that you are willing to, like, if someone is doing, let's say, an outdoor renovation in their home, maybe they're putting a deck, maybe they're building a patio, you would be on board to work with that contractor, because sometimes when that stuff goes in, it'd be nice to know ahead of time, because you could maybe do some preliminary work, right?
Absolutely, yes. We love working together with landscape contractors and landscape designers, architects, all that together. Because yes, if they're building any kind of stonework, any retaining walls, any patios, pergolas, any of that kind of stuff, it's easier for us to get wire up in there as they're building it than to have to take it apart after it's
sure.
built and do it. We could do it both ways. It's just easier
yeah.
to do it the first way. So
I had the pleasure of meeting you recently, and we talked a little bit about your company. And one of the things that impressed me, and I think that is unique, is that you're not cutting any corners when it comes to the quality of the fixtures you're using. There is a lot of, you know, people can go on Amazon and like, oh, I can buy this lighting stuff right here. Look at that. It's, you know, whatever. And it's just cheap junk. You're putting in stuff that is going to last, stuff that you have proven to last over all the years that you've been doing this.
Yes, absolutely. We don't put anything in a customer's yard until it's been on my building here or my yard first testing it. But yes, all of our fixtures are solid brass, minimum warranty on the fixtures, 10 years, they go up to lifetime depending on the model. And then the electronics or the bulbs, you know, minimum is a 6-year warranty on a bulb, all the way up to a 10-year warranty on the bulbs or the diodes inside there. So yes, our stuff is made to, you buy it once and you have it for as long as you own that house.
Yeah, that's great. You know, the design part of it is the most important part. Take us through kind of that process. If someone were to contact you and say, all right, I listened to Mike talking with Lou, and this sounds great. I mean, is there a way for people to kind of visualize what it's going to look like before they, you start putting wire in the ground and lights everywhere?
Yes, absolutely. So the whole process is we'll walk around the property with the homeowner, find out how they use their yard, what they're proud of, what they're not proud of in their yard, so we know what to highlight, what to not highlight, because everybody has those areas in their yard that they're not proud of. And then, yeah, we use AI. So AI, I can take a picture of the house, and I've trained my AI on my phone how to light things the way I do.
Wow.
And we can actually show a visual picture of their house with the lights on that I'm talking about. It's not perfect. It is AI rendered, and I tell people that, but it gives them an idea of what it's going to look like, which is awesome. I love that.
Yeah. No, and I think that, you know this too, the biggest difficulty for a lot of people is visualization, right? They're like, I don't understand how that's going to look. And, you know, someone like yourself that's done this a lot, you're like, no, it's going to be great. Trust me, you know, but you want to project that confidence and so that they, oh, I see what you mean. And, you know, it'll look a lot nicer, but here's a way to visualize it. I know that you did a bunch of work for our friend John Williams and, I mean, you know, this is an aside. You don't have to say this yourself, but I know that you really enjoyed working with John's wife, Brenda, and John's just very difficult. But I know he's super happy. I know he's super happy with the lighting you did at his place.
Yeah, he has a beautiful home down in Ottawa, built in like 1890 or something like that. And it just disappeared at nighttime, and we lit it up. And it's not overlit at all, but it brings the house to life at nighttime now. And yes, he absolutely loves it. You know, I think they've been out there, the lights have been out there for I think 3-4 years now. Yeah. Everything still works just fine like it should. And yeah, absolutely a great experience.
Right. Well, and I think that's so important, right? If you're going to make this investment, right, it's got to keep working. And that's what you're going to get when you hire LightQuest Outdoor Illumination. I think you've got some kind of offer for our WGN listeners. How do people get a hold of you, Mike, if they want to get a consultation and figure out some outdoor lighting?
Yeah, so two different ways they can get a hold of us. Our website is calllightquest.com, and that's, I'm going to spell it C-A-L-L. There's three L's in a row, and then L-I-G-H-T-Q-U-E-S-T.com. Or our phone number is area code 262-358-9100. And I'll repeat that again, 262-358-9100.
Mention WGN Radio, it says here, and you'll receive a full year of their Castle Care Plan, which is a proactive home protection and maintenance program valued at $670. That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, it's important. Just like, you know, you got to clean fixtures. Just like if you bought a new car and you don't clean the windshield ever, how much are you going to be able to see out of it? It's the same way with light. You got to clean them, keep them clean, keep them looking good, keep them straight. And that's a big part of keeping up a system so it looks just like the day we installed it.
And you're taking appointments, and you can get people lit up pretty quickly, right?
Absolutely. We have three crews out installing lights every single day. We love installing lights and making people happy with the change of what their house looks like after it's done. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing to see.
Mike Long is the owner of LightQuest Outdoor Illumination. Give me that website one more time, Mike.
calllightquest.com. So CallLightQuest.com.
Nice to speak with you again, Mike. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, Lou. I appreciate it.